Kyiv says the details are unverified. Downing Street's insisted army service will remain voluntary after its top general warned members of the public may need to be called up if there's a war. Sir Patrick Sanders, the outgoing chief of the general staff, thinks troop numbers are too small. Tory peer and former armed forces minister Lord Rowbotham agrees.
I don't think there'll be conscription. In fact, if you read Patrick Sanders' speech, he's not going to talk about compulsory conscription. But the truth is, we are fighting a war in Europe. There's a war going on in Gaza, Israel. We have to have more troops, more sailors, more airmen.
A former post office investigator says he still believes a wrongfully convicted sub-postmaster was guilty of embezzlement. William Corm, who ran a branch in the Outer Hebrides, died before he could clear his name. But Raymond Grant told the Horizon inquiry he remains convinced he stole money. After one of his MPs called for his resignation, the Prime Minister has enjoyed loud support from backbenchers in the Commons. Sir Simon Clarke's told the Daily Telegraph extinction is a very real possibility for his party at the general election. But senior Tories are backing Rishi Sunak. That allowed the PM to attack Labour leader Sir Keir Starmer.
Long-time celebrity backer Steve Coogan recently said he licks his finger, sticks it in the air and just sees which way the wind is blowing. Even Labour Party know, Mr. Speaker, he's not a leader, he is a human weather vane.
It's understood a 35-year-old man who was jailed for the death of a woman during a speedboat ride in 2015 has been released from prison. Jack Shepherd has served half of his 10-year sentence for killing Charlotte Brown on the River Thames. And 2,000 people remain without power in Scotland following Storm Jocelyn. Engineers expect all to be reconnected by the end of the day. That's the latest. I'm Faye Rowland.
Thank you, Faye.
This is Phoenix FM.
Weather on Phoenix FM. Proudly sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company for windows, doors, conservatories and extensions.
Yeah, it should be dry and bright for the rest of the day with a maximum temperature of 11 degrees and tonight dry and cloudy overnight with a minimum temperature of 4 degrees Celsius. Then on Thursday, it's going to be breezy with spells of rain and drizzle moving in from the west. A maximum temperature of 12 degrees.
On Phoenix FM, sponsored by SEHBAC, the award-winning home improvement company, proudly serving Essex for over 50 years. Contact us on 0800 666 444 or visit sehbac.com for help with your home.
Well, the George Harrison Project are still plugging in their wires and moving everything around in the studio. As I say, it's absolutely lovely chaos here in the studio. But they will be with us soon. Here we go for the second hour of the show.
What's on the wireless? Is that Bob?
It's 1, 2, 3.
And here we are again with Bob Simpson on Phoenix FM.
And here we go with a song with the best introduction ever. So I'll be quiet and let you listen to it.
Wake up.
Yeah, the New Radicals, and You Get What You Give here on Phoenix FM. It's the 24th of January. Can you believe we're already nearly at the end of January? 1 month ago was Christmas Eve, and we were all getting excited for Christmas, and it's gone. Now it's 2024. Absolutely amazing. Anyway, work has started on transforming Basildon's new former Debenham store in the Eastgate Shopping Centre into a mini hospital, which will create 300 jobs. The new mini hospital, which is set to take around 18 months to complete, will create 300 new jobs and aims to slash NHS waiting lists. Well, something certainly needs to be done about that, doesn't it? So I guess this is only positive. But both NHS and private healthcare services will be on offer across the three floors, and the Basildon Health Centre will be equipped with MRI machines, CT scanners and X-ray machines and ultrasound equipment. And as well as having the equipment, it will also offer 24/7 medical care, day and night outpatient services and overnight hospital rooms. Well, that's a positive. I suppose let's hope it does do something to ease the pressure locally on the NHS. Anyway, we'll be hearing the George Harrison project shortly, but we've had a little bit of a hitch, so but that is coming, and I assure you they will be here performing for you live, and we're also going to hear some recorded tracks from them as well. In fact, let's have the final countdown to that right now. Yeah, that's Europe and the final countdown here on Phoenix FM. Now, the moment I've been looking forward to. With me in the studio is the UK's leading live music tribute to George Harrison. They perform his best-loved hits from the Beatles, his solo career, and the Travelling Wilburys. It's the George Harrison Project. Hi, guys.
Hi.
Hello. Lovely to see you again. We had a visit from you last year, didn't we? And it was a great session then. So let's introduce you one by one. First of all, it's Gary Kenton, who apparently was practically born with a guitar around his neck. He formed his first band, wrote his first song, his singing debut at a junior school talent contest at the ripe old age of 10.
That's right.
You've grown up a bit since then, haven't
yes,
you?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Right, now then also it's Alan, also known as AJ, who started playing the guitar at the age of 12. 6 weeks later he found himself in his first band, and he's played in bands ever since. Is that right, Alan?
That certainly is, yeah.
Right, I'll call you AJ if that's
please.
All right,
yeah.
Because we've got another Alan, who is an experienced drummer and percussionist, and Alan has been performing a wide variety of live music since the age of 11. Yeah.
Hi, Bob. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Are you still 11 or are you a bit older now?
Yeah, moved on a bit since.
Right, I just want to play with your mics a little bit because I'm not getting you properly. Give us a shout.
Hi, Bob.
Yeah, that's a bit better. Yeah. Okay. Right, and then there's Dave. Dave, who's an experienced drummer and percussionist, and is classic... Sorry, I beg your pardon, I got that bit wrong, didn't I? Dave is classically trained to degree level. He's a bass player, an audio engineer, producer and tutor with many years' experience. Yeah? It's no good nodding. Can you please just make sure for me that those mics are switched on, if they've got a switch, because I'm not really getting you very well.
Is that good?
Ah, that sounds better.
Is that one okay, Bob?
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's not great, if I'm honest. Wait a minute.
Is that better?
No, not really. Oh, dear, what are we going to do about that?
That's the mine.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, we've had a few technical problems in the studio, I have to say, but we're going to press on and we're going to carry on regardless. Anyway, then there's also Phil, who's not with us today, is he? Now, he's an eclectic musician, equally adept at playing classical piano and double bass, programming synths and conducting musical theatre productions. So, what's happened to Phil today?
He's teaching, I think, all day today. He's a busy lad.
Okay.
So, he's like I say, he's pretty much tied up.
Right.
He's a secondary keyboard player and actually got an art piece on exhibition he's just putting together, so we couldn't make it
live. Okay. Oh, well, big shout out to both
that's
of them.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. So, welcome back. As I say, you paid us a visit last year, and I've been following your adventures ever since. Let's have a bit of a chat. You seem to be playing bigger and bigger venues, and from what I've seen, most of them seem to be sellouts. Have you been surprised at the demand for tickets you've had?
Yeah, I think we've been very fortunate in the way that we've been supported. I think, as I say, what we have done, I think, is kind of uncovered a lot of sort of genuine George Harrison fans who aren't just Beatle fans or aren't just Travelling Wilburys fans. They really love George. It's been said to us quite often, oh, well, you know, George is our favourite Beatle, and I think that's been quite obvious with people that come into the show, because they really are very familiar with all the discography as well, which is fantastic.
Yeah, fantastic. And you seem to travel all over the country now. I mean, you're getting gigs, well, a long way away. And my thoughts go back to early Beatles days, when they all piled into the back of a van with all the equipment, and Mal Evans driving, and they all ended up on top of each other, sleeping through the night sometimes. What's touring like for you? Is it a bit like that, or a bit more civilised?
It's probably a bit more civilised, isn't it?
A bit more civilised.
Yeah, I think it is. We all sort of, you know, obviously travel up in our own cars and everything, and we do take our partners and wives with us. They're all part of the team, which is really nice. So it's a nice social kind of, nice social aspect to it as well.
Lovely, yeah.
Yeah, fantastic, yeah, but slightly more glamorous than piling in the back of a transit van
yeah.
or laying on top of one another, creating a Beatle sandwich, which is what I think they used
that's
to do.
That's right, yeah. It sounds like you're going to need a tour bus soon, though, so you can get everything
that would be
in.
Nice.
Yeah. Now, you're going to play for us acoustically. On stage, of course, it's the full electric setup, and we have got some recordings of your actual stage performance that we'll hear a bit later. But for now, maybe you could play us a song acoustically, please. What are you going to play us?
Okay, we're going to do a song called I Need You, which was featured in the Beatles film Help.
Here we go.
You don't realize how much I need you. Love you all the time and never leave you. Please come on back to me. I'm lonely as can be. I need you. Said you had a thing or two to tell me. How was I to know you would upset me? I didn't realize as I looked in your eyes. You told me, oh yes, you told me you don't want my loving anymore. That's when it hurt me. I'm feeling like this, I just can't go on anymore. Please remember how I feel about you. Never really live without you. So come on back and see just what you mean to me. I need you. But when you told me you don't want my loving anymore, that's when it hurt me. I'm feeling like this, I just can't go on anymore. Please remember how I feel about you. I could never really live without you. So come on back and see just what you mean to me. I need you. I need you. I need you.
Lovely stuff. Oh, that's brilliant. Really good. You sure you haven't nicked a recording from A Hard Day's Night and put that in there? No, oh, no, it was... wasn't it? That's right, yeah. Brilliant. Absolutely great. The George Harrison Project and I Need You. Now, talking of the Beatles, I know you're all huge Beatles fan, and so I have to ask, really, what did you think of the new Beatles song, the last Beatles song, Now and Then, that was released towards the end of last year?
Yeah, I mean, I thought it was very apt. I think the title was very apt.
Yeah.
I think the way that Technics has kind of managed to bring John's voice out from that original demo is fantastic. Yeah. And, of course, unknowingly, we also had George's final guitar part on there as well.
That's
when they tried to record it in 95. So, yeah, I think it was great. It's lovely to see it being received the way it was received as well, going to number one.
Oh, brilliant, yeah.
And the fastest selling bit of vinyl this century, apparently, as well.
Yeah, marvellous.
So fantastic.
Yeah. And is that something you're going to cover? I know it's not sort of typically George, but...
We do cover it.
Oh, wow. Okay.
We have been covering it. Yeah, we decided, actually, it's Phil, our keyboard player. He was his idea, and he said that, you know, it's very... And a lot of people are going to be very aware of it.
Yeah.
And as I say, the important part is, and this is the way we kind of sell it, really, the fact it's got George's final guitar part on there as well, which is fantastic, and it's gone down very, very well.
Absolutely fantastic. Right, well, we've got lots more talking to do, but I want to play out a couple of your recordings now, both of them done at live gigs that you've done, I think last October,
September, I think, wasn't it, guys? It was at Terry O'Toole Theatre in Lincoln. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, it's they're really good recordings, and it gives a really good sort of accurate view of how your show goes, which we're going to talk about in a moment. But first of all, let's listen to these two tracks from a live show. It starts off with Taxman, and then it's All Things Must Pass, which is one of my favourite George songs.
Tell me.
Thank you very much indeed.
You're welcome, Gary. That was a great performance. Excellent. And just to prove that that was live on stage, you heard the audience at the end of it. It was Taxman, a song written by George for the Beatles' Revolver album. And then one of my personal favourites, All Things Must Pass, from George's mega successful first solo album of the same name. OK, guys, let's talk about the show itself. I mean, it's more than just a group of musicians playing music. You put a lot into your shows with a video wall, lighting, stories about the songs, and a bit of humour thrown in for good measure. So tell us about the format of the show. They're all looking at each other.
Everybody's looking at me. Well, as I say, we've been very kind of very pleased with the way it's been received.
Yeah.
I'd say it has been a lot of work for all of us. The videos which AJ puts together to actually complement the songs that we're playing.
Yeah.
And as I say, and obviously we've got a lighting matrix and everything worked out for what we need for each song,
yeah.
And as well as obviously we have to physically play everything live as well.
Well, of course, yeah.
It's you know, but as I say, it's involved a lot of work. It's keeps you on your toes.
Yeah.
We're trying to evolve it all the time as well to keep it interesting and obviously make it great for when people come along to watch us.
Yeah.
Which is great.
Well, it is. I've experienced it myself, so I can say that it is great. Really enjoyed it. There's a lot of different aspects to the show. It must take a long time to get everything set up in each different theatre you're in.
Pretty much, we've actually kind of refined it a little bit now, haven't we? As I say, we generally sort of roll up about 4 o'clock. We have a good sort of 2.5 hour offload setup, sound check, lighting check, and everything else. And we're generally done by around about half past six. We're generally done, which is gives us half an hour or so before the audience come in.
We set our stuff up ourselves, and then we just let our tech guy Andy get on with it.
Yes.
And then we'll let us know when he's ready.
We must mention Andy as well. He's listening in today.
Yeah. Well done, Andy.
Well done, Andy.
There'd be nothing without you.
Very quiet. Yeah.
Yeah. So what about your set list? Does it cover the whole of George's career? Tell us a bit about it, how it works out.
So when I put it together originally, it was we wanted to really get the diversity in because we're looking at basically 40 years that he was actively recording, performing. So obviously you've got anything from an early Beatles song like Don't Bother Me or Do You Want to Know a Secret up to All Things Must Pass, which was obviously a major sort of solo part for him. And we've got a few little lesser known songs which are really great as well, sort of squeezed in between things like I Don't Want to Do It, which was written for him by Bob Dylan, for instance.
Okay. Yeah.
So yeah, and there's the ukulele section as well, which again is probably... From people that come along to watch the show, I think that's probably one of the main highlights, you know.
Yeah, you must have about 3 dozen guitars with you, don't you?
I think it's about 15 out. But they're all used for a purpose. It looks good as well as anything else, you know, but as I say, they're all used with a genuine purpose.
Yeah. So here's one you're going to struggle with, I know. Do you have a favourite George song?
It differs from week to week, doesn't it? Really?
It does, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I've been asked that one a few times, and like I say, I haven't really got a favourite. I mean, I think all of us kind of enjoy playing the set list, you know, as it is, but I suppose if you're going to sort of pin it down for me personally, it might be one of the lesser known ones, like I Don't Want to Do It, which is but I particularly like that as a song.
Yeah,
it's not necessarily the best song or whatever it is, but I just like the song.
It's all subjective anyway, isn't it? Yeah. What about the music itself? Is it difficult music to play? I mean, how do you rate George as a guitar player, for example?
Amazing.
AJ, could you just move in a little bit, please? We're losing you.
He's just one of the best slide players ever.
Really?
I mean, his tone is amazing. He gets the trouble with playing slide is you have to get spot on with the tone.
Of course.
Which I don't always do. I try my best.
Right.
I don't always do.
Well, that's live music isn't it?
Yeah. So he was unbelievable. And some of the chords he throws in, you don't get in any other song.
Okay.
You know, because he was taught by a jazz player.
So
there's a few chords in there. You look at them and you just think, what is he playing there? And you have to sit and work it out, you know.
It's
good fun, but it makes it interesting.
Keeps it interesting.
Well, there's odd time signatures he's got, and again, that's down to the Indian influence that he had as well. So there's a few oddities as far as that goes as well. So it has been challenging, I think, with certain songs, without a doubt.
Well, good. It keeps the old grey matter going,
it
doesn't
does,
it?
Yeah, it certainly does.
So I must read a couple of the many excellent reviews for your shows that you've received. How about this one? Had a fabulous evening singing and dancing and enjoying the wonderful sounds. You have done George proud and look forward to seeing you all again. You are on our must-see-again list. Thank you for such a fab night. That was from Sandy Wolford of Witham. And the other one is, my wife and I agreed, probably the best tribute show ever. We thought the vocalist was George, could have listened till the sun up. Singing Happy Birthday, George, was so touching. Thank you, George Harrison Project, for such a wonderful evening. And that was John Turner in Thetford. So,
let's sing Happy Birthday every show.
No, of course not. But great reviews from people who have actually seen the shows. That must be really rewarding for you.
Yeah, as I say, we've been very fortunate, I think, with the way that we've been supported by members of the public. And
yeah.
Quite a few of them now have actually seen us multiple times, which is, again, really nice. It's really nice that they do want to come out and see us.
Proper fans.
And you ask us about our favourite George Harrison songs, but the people that come and see the shows, we talk to them after the show and say thanks for coming, and they tell us what their favourites were, and it's a different one every time.
Of course.
And, you know, everybody's got their favourites, and fortunately we seem to play them.
Very good, yeah. So the project is also growing on you. You've now got merchandise available, haven't you? You've got T-shirts and mugs, etc., to sell at gigs and online. How's that side of it going?
Yeah, people want to take something home to remember the show and remember the night.
Yeah.
So, we've got some clothing, as you say, T-shirts, hoodies. But we also, and they're all available for people to buy online, but the other bits and pieces like mugs and fridge magnets, we take them to the shows and people buy them at the shows.
Okay, great.
It's proving popular. People like to have a memory.
Yeah, well, you're sitting there yourself in your George Harrison Project hoodie.
I am.
Very resplendent there.
Looks good on radio, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, we'll take some pictures before you go, so put them on the website. Okay, got another live song for us, I believe, and this time it's going to be Alan singing, I think. So
yes,
what you got for us?
Right, Al, do you want to introduce it?
Yeah, we're going to sing, now play a Travelling Wilburys song that was there. The one that kicked them off and really shot them up to stardom, and this is Handle With Care.
Great. I want to hear you singing, Bob.
No, you don't.
Being beat up and battered round, being sent up and I've been shut down. You're the best thing that I've ever found. Handle me with care. Reputations changeable, situations tolerable. Maybe you're adorable. Handle me with care. I'm so tired of being lonely. I still have some love to give. Won't you show me that you really care? Everybody got somebody to lean on. Put your body next to mine and dream on. I've been bobbed up and I've been fooled. I've been robbed and ridiculed. Daycare centres and night schools. Handle me with care. Been stuck in airports, terrorised. Sent to meetings, hypnotized, overexposed, commercialized. Handle me with care. I'm so tired of being lonely. I still have some love to give. Won't you show me that you really care? Everybody's got somebody to lean on.
put your body next to mine and dream of being uptight and made a mess, and all cleaning up myself, I guess. Whoa, the sweet smell of success. Handle me with care.
Hey, very good, fantastic. It was the Travelling Wilburys, I mean the George Harrison Project, live in the studio with Handle With Care. Thank you very much for that, very good. So, shows, you've got lots of shows coming up this year. I think Gary mentioned 40 shows off air?
I think something like that on the calendar for this year.
Wow,
yeah.
Busy January, bees, December, busy yeah. Bees, yeah. Well, I've got a few of them here that are probably more local to us to tell you about, but also you've got a bit of a journey this weekend, haven't you? Where you?
Yeah, we're up in Grantham this week. It's the Guildhall?
Guildhall Arts Centre.
Yeah, Guildhall Arts Centre in Grantham. We were there last year. It's a great audience, and we're looking forward to going back again.
Yeah, lovely. Well, all right, I'll read through the list of those closer to here anyway. 2nd of February, Friday, it's Colchester, the Charter Hall. Then Saturday the 17th of February at the South Mills Arts Centre in Bishop Stortford. And then very near us, on the 16th of March, it's the Broadway Theatre in Barking. 18th of July, it's the Chelmsford Civic Theatre. And 5th of October, getting away now, the Princess Theatre in Clacton. Have you got a favourite venue? You probably don't want to say, do you, really, in case you upset anybody.
No, I don't want to say that, no.
Tivoli's pretty good, isn't it?
Tivoli is a lovely venue. The Essex, Exeter Corn Exchange was a great venue as well, wasn't it? That was a great sound.
Where's the Tivoli?
That's in Wimborne.
Dorset.
Yeah, right near it. So we've done a few little venues around there, and they've all been great. I mean, that's the good thing about it. They're all slightly different, but we've been well looked after, haven't we? And we've had some great audiences there as well.
Fantastic! You guys are having the time of your lives, aren't you? Lovely. So, tell us where people can find out more about you, where they can contact you if they want to see your gigs, if they want to buy some merchandise, or just generally find out about you.
So, we're online. Our website is www.thegeorgeharrisonproject.com. And on there you can find out information about us, about where we're playing, about the merchandise, as you say. But we're also on Facebook as well as the George Harrison Project.
Fantastic. Well, all of that will be on the Phoenix FM website later on today, as well as a listen again feature, so you can listen back to yourselves. Thanks so much for entertaining us this afternoon, guys. We had a few little gremlins, but it all turned out all right in the end. It's been absolutely brilliant, and you're a very hard working bunch, and you deserve all the success you're getting. Have a great year of touring, playing all this great music. Before you go, though, we're going to have one last song, again recorded live on stage, and it is an absolute classic. George Harrison's While My Guitar Gently Weeps from the Beatles' White Album. Did you hire in Eric Clapton to cover this one? Or?
We've got his dad, Eric Clapton.
Okay, all right.
He happens to be sitting next to me.
Well, he doesn't do a bad job at all on this track, does he? And brilliant recordings from Dave as well, I imagine. You put those together, didn't you?
He's done a cracking job.
Yeah.
Can we just say thank you for inviting us in as well?
You're more than welcome.
Brilliant to see you, mate.
And you're welcome back any time at all. So hope to see you again maybe next year or even sooner, whatever. So here we are, the George Harrison Project live on stage, and While My Guitar Gently Weeps. Yes, the sound of audience applause sees that. That's where While My Guitar Gently Weeps by the fantastic George Harrison Project. Do yourself a favour and get down to see them. Maybe the Colchester Charter Hall gig on Friday the 2nd of February. And if you want to know how to contact them, probably best go to their website. It's the George Harrison Project, all one word, .com. There you go. Thanks to those guys for entertaining us this afternoon. They've virtually done the show for me today. I've had an easy one today. It's good, isn't it? Yeah. Anyway, after the break, a bit of Paloma Faith, I think.
Need a will? Facing redundancy or an employment issue? Searching for some family legal advice? Seeking legal guidance for your commercial business? Or maybe you are moving property and are looking for an excellent conveyancer? Whatever the legal service, for life, business and everything in between, Pinny Telford Solicitors have it covered. Find out more online at www.pinnytelford.co.uk or call our Brentwood office on 01277 211 755 to book an appointment.
EV Charging Systems, your local, independent and experienced specialist home and workplace charge point suppliers and installers. With over 1,000 installations throughout Essex and East London and a 5-star excellent Trustpilot rating, we provide personal service and are committed to help Essex drivers go green. Visit www.evchargingsystems.co.uk or call us on 01268 710 459. Install, charge and go with EV Charging Systems.
Join me, Joe Bailey, on Drive weekdays 3 till 6pm with local events, Drive live sessions, classic and latest hits, independent artists, requests, features including guest the intro, interviews.
Hello.
Hi, Joe.
3 till 6pm on Phoenix FM. See you there.
Blast it.
Took my breath away a little bit there. It's like Joe can't breathe to these people.
Whose face do you see? Do you wish I was
That's Paloma Faith and Picking Up the Pieces. You've been listening to Bob Simpson on 123 on Phoenix FM, returning after a week off sick. And last week we were due to have Richie Milton and Bill Farrow live in the studio. We've had to rearrange that, of course, because I was on my sick bed at home consuming lem sips like there was no tomorrow. So they'll be with us on the 7th of February. But coming up for the rest of the day on Phoenix FM, after me, it's the wonderful Joe Bailey bringing you home with local events, interviews, drive live sessions, travel, guess the intro, and some great music on the Phoenix FM Drive Show. Then it's a bonus hour of Andy Gilson at 6. He'll be here playing you some music up until 7, when he then presents the Orient Hour, which is our roundup of everything happening at Leighton Orient, chaired by Andy Gilson and the Orient Hour team. At 8 o'clock, it's Curveballs, which is punk, metal, hardcore, electronica, hip-hop, folk, world, all sorts of music, driven with passion by Nick Field. And tonight, Nick will be chatting to Essex musician Isaac Thomas. Then at 10, a great show to round the day off here on Phoenix FM. It's Reggae Revival with Darren Mutu. 2 hours of old-school reggae. Of course, a great big thank you to my guests, the George Harrison Project, playing live for us here in the studio and telling us all about their stuff. And I think this is quite an appropriate track to leave the show on. It's the Beatles and a bit of Lady Madonna. Thanks for your company today. I'll see you next week. Cheers.
Lady Madonna, run at your feet.
Across Brentwood and Billericay. This is Phoenix FM News.